Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live on the red carpet for day two of the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. This time we're focusing on cinematic and television series. We're going to be seeing Ryan Reynolds, Catherine O'Hara, and many more stars. And if you haven't already done so, please click the link below to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I also want to remind you that you can support us by buying these incredible t-shirts and sweatshirts with either the JTB tagline and logo or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest in a previous episode. The choice is yours. All you have to do is choose your color, your size, and whether you want the logo and the tagline or the inspirational saying, it'll all be sent to you conveniently straight to your front door and include shipping and handling. Now, before we get on with today's episode, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, so please stay with us. Hey, I'm Jeanette Burke from Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast, back at the red carpets at the Canadian Screen Actors Award, where I have to be dressed. So, thank you to Sachet Boutique in the heart of Thornhill at Yonge and Centre for another amazing outfit that has helped me stand out. If you have a special event coming on and you want to stand out, go visit Sheba. She will help you with her incredible collection of beautiful designer gowns and cocktail dresses from all the best European designs at very affordable prices.
John Paul has sleep apnea, which means that he requires a machine to breathe every night. The machine also serves as a great noise-canceling device for when his wife is getting railed by the next-door neighbors.
Wow.
It's time for Jean-Paul versus Selma Hindi.
Selma Hindi is an engineer, which means she designs and builds solutions to problems, which is really weird to me because then why can't she engineer a good setup to a punchline?
My plan is to go for the jugular, which is going to be hard for me because I'm actually a nice person, but I'm going against my inclination.
I'm going to show you why Selma's comedy is like an electronics store at a flea market, full of cheap stereotypes.
I'm standing here with
Selma from Rose Bottle, Canada. And we're nominated for Best Sketch in a Comedy.
And your name is?
Shane Corkery from Roast Battle Canada. And we're nominated for Best Sketch Series.
Okay, so sketch comedy. So is that a harder thing to perform, let's say, than other types of genre?
Well, it's in a sketch series. So Roast Battle specifically is a roast show. So two comedians come on screen and they just roast the beep out of each other. Basically, except it's not censored.
It's not censored, but sometimes I wonder if it should be.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
So what is the meanest thing you've ever said on a roast?
That I've ever said? Oh, my God. Well, it was to John Paul. He interviewed earlier. I don't know if he interviewed, but it was about how he has sleep apnea. And I said that the sleep apnea machine is so loud that he can't hear when his next door neighbor is having sex with his wife because it's so loud. Except I said it a lot meaner.
And there were a lot more beeps involved.
There were a lot more beeps.
The whole thing.
So what was the nicest thing you've ever said?
Well, I've never said anything because I'm a producer. So yeah. I just cover my ears in the truck and say, I can't believe
he's responsible for the crimes, but he's not actually doing them.
Yes.
But he's responsible.
I'm not going to jail.
Yes. I'm the one who's going to go to jail. So
I get it. But anyway, it's great. I think having that type of job roasting people, it's got to be great. Like, you must wake up every day and go, oh, yes, I'm so excited now for my next roast, for my job.
Yeah, it's really fun because it's especially fun if, like, you know the person very well, if you're really close to them. Because I personally don't really like to bring up any issues in a relationship because I don't like to ruffle any feathers. But when you're roasting someone, everything comes down. All the veils come down. You're just honest. It's coming from your subconscious. You know what I mean? These are things you've been holding on to. So it's nice to have that flow.
Well, thank you for stopping by and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank
I hope you win tonight. I actually got roasted once.
Okay.
For my birthday from a friend of mine.
Oh my.
How did that make
some you things feel? Came out.
Did you feel like this is funny, or were there some points where you're like, okay, well, that sounds really serious?
To be honest, some things were very funny and some things were like humiliating.
They went too far.
It's an art. It's an art. It needs to be with love and with comedy, but also going there. You know what I mean?
A little discretion.
Yes. We will not be hiring her to be on season 4 of Roast Battle. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
Give it up for Jean-Paul. And Selma Hindi. Let's roast.
Do it, baby.
Already a power move, you know what I'm saying? John Paul's biggest personality trait is that he once opened for Russell Peters. But don't worry if you missed that performance. He's still doing the same jokes 25 years later.
Wow.
25 years in comedy versus 3 years in comedy. I haven't seen an age gap like that since Epstein.
Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts with your family and friends. You will find us everywhere on the streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the podcast audio side, you will find us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Anchor, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, and so many more. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the link in the show notes below. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.